أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sometimes, you know, when we're put in different circumstances, we have to think outside of the box and we have to do things that maybe we normally aren't used to. One of the things that we want to make sure that we do during this time of being quarantined is to keep up being healthy, eating healthy and doing exercise. Doing exercise is different than just sitting around watching TV and watch people like play football or basketball. That's like somebody who goes to a bank and they just watch the bank teller give money and take money from people and think that they're going to get rich by doing so. If you were to ask them, like, what are you doing? And they say that I'm just going to get rich by watching that, you'd be like, hey man, you got to do something in order to actually make money. So it's the same thing when it comes to feeling healthy. Just watching people play sports is enough. We got to do something ourselves. So what's something that we could do practically? Well, we can make sure to have a time to regularly exercise. But because we're mu'mineen, we're believers, we want to make sure to have the right intention. We want to make sure that we're doing it so that we can have strong bodies that we can use to serve Allah. Especially when you're young, if you don't make use of your body in the right way, you don't exercise, then you might end up getting older faster than you'd like. And you might actually become weaker before you actually ought to. Did you know that the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, our imams, that they were actually very strong people? They were very capable people. There's a story I wanted to share with you about the sports capability of the imams. It is actually from the life of Imam Bakr alayhi wasalam. There was a terrible khalifa, a zalim, an oppressor by the name of Hisham ibn Abdul Malik. He was one of the Umayyad khulafa. And he was super jealous of the imams. And one time, you know, when he heard that the Imam alayhi salam was talking about the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt, he ordered that the Imam comes to Sham. So the Imam, along with his son, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they had to go to Sham in the palace of the Khalifa. Now, when they got there, when they got to the palace, the Khalifa was expecting that the Imam would show him a lot of respect because he's the Khalifa of the time. Instead, when the Imam came in, he just said Assalamu alaikum to everyone who was there gathered, and he went and sat down without even asking permission from the Khalifa. So now he started to get really angry. Now that Khalifa, it seemed like he had an issue with anger management because he would just get angry all the time. So he got really angry and he ordered that the Imam goes to prison. But when the Imam went to prison, then he started to teach the people in prison, and they started to, you know, love the Imam, and word got to Hisham that his plan was backfiring. So then he said, take him out of prison. So now at that time, Hisham had actually gathered his whole army and they were practicing military drills. They were trying to, like, you know, get stronger and, you know, work on their fire and like their archery and their precision. So Hisham thought to himself that, you know what, I wasn't able to humiliate the Imam by just bringing him here. He actually is humiliating me. So what can I do? He said that, I'll humiliate him by making him participate in a sports competition. So he told the Imam, he said that, look, here's my soldiers and they're practicing archery. I want you to compete with them. So the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Bakr, he said, first of all, that, look, I'm an elderly man at this point. You know, I'm not really suitable to participate in an archery competition. But Hisham insisted. So the Imam said that, okay, fine. Hisham gave him, he ordered one of his men to give the Imam his bow. And the Imam alayhi salam took up the bow and Hisham had set up a target. So the Imam took an arrow to his bow and fired it at the target. Guess what? It hit the target right in the center. He got a bullseye. Then the Imam alayhi salam took another arrow and he fired it at the target. Guess where it hit? It split the first arrow in half. And the Imam alayhi salam, Imam Bakr, did it again and again and again, 9 times in a row. He split the arrow that he had hit before. Now Hisham at that point didn't know what to do. He had tried throwing the Imam in jail. He had tried insulting him. He had tried, like, humiliating him. So this time he said that, okay, Imam Bakr, you come. He didn't call him the Imam, but he said, oh, you come sit right next to me. And he started to, like, discuss with him. And he asked him, he says that, you know, I've never seen anybody be able to fire a bow and arrow like that. So the Imam tells him that, you know, that's something that I used to do when I was younger in Medina. I haven't done it for some time, but, you know, you asked me to, so I did it. Now, the Imam alayhi salam went on to tell Hisham that we, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we are the people that Allah has chosen. And when Allah says in the Quran that I have completed the religion for you, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum Atamtu Alaykum Ni'mati, when it's the verse that was revealed about Ghadir, that was about the Imam. So Imam tries to educate him at that time, but Hisham only gets angrier, and his face becomes redder and redder, and finally he just asks the Imam to leave, and to leave Sham and to go back to Medina. Anyway, the point was to show that the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam were the most excellent in everything, both in terms of like how powerful they were, how strong they were. They kept themselves fit when they were young. They practiced what they had to practice, but of course when it came to spiritual excellence as well. And they are our examples. And in these times of difficulty, we want to make sure that we act according to the way that they taught us to. So make sure to keep up your exercise. One thing that I'm doing personally with my kids is every day we have a special time where we do exercise. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So if it means hopping around the room like a bunny, then that's what you got to do. And, you know, it's a way of passing time. It's also a way of keeping fit. So make sure to keep up your exercise and don't be sad. Inshallah, we'll get through this. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala al-tahirin.